Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and welcome to another Monday Musings. Today I'd like to talk about ayah number 73 from Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له. Allah says, O humanity, an example has been given, so listen to it. Indeed, all of those that you call upon besides Allah will never create a fly, even if they gather for it. Now, this ayah declares the majesty and the great power and the overwhelming dominance of Allah. And he's telling us that, you know, anything on this earth that's worshipped or called upon other than him, whether it's idols, whether it's human beings, whether it's our desires or really powerful people that we look up to, all of them individually are incapable of creating life, even in the simple form of a fly. And he says that even if they all gathered together and cooperated with one another, they will never be able to do it. And the fact that this ayah is using the example of one of Allah's simplest creations, a tiny little animal, which is a fly, you know, this fly, even though it's so small, it's capable of irritating a human being so much, it's capable of driving a human being crazy if it's buzzing around your head, whirring around your ears, and you're trying to swat it away and you can't get rid of it. It's going to drive you mad. And if it lands in your food or it lands in your drink, you know, you don't want to touch that food anymore. You're not going to eat it because it's been contaminated by a fly. So the ayah goes on, actually, and it says, وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْهُ. And the verb that's used here, yaslub, in Arabic, it translates to a kind of the English word, something that's snatched. So the translation is, and if the fly snatched away something from them, they will never be able to get it back. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. The one who is pursuing and the one who is pursued are all weak, and strength is from Allah alone. So this ayah has a common understanding, which is basically a challenge from Allah, that if you think you're so strong and you think you're so powerful, then go and get it back. Go and get, you know, if a fly takes a crumb of your sandwich or takes a crumb of your pizza that you're eating, try and get that crumb back from the fly. You know, who can do that? Nobody can do that. Once a fly has taken that food away from you, it's buzzed off, and you're never going to see that food again. So this is a reminder of how weak we are as human beings, that, you know, our possessions and our food, we're not able to defend it from a tiny little animal that snatched it away from us. And it's a reminder of how powerful Allah is. You know, and I don't have to point out the obvious similarity here with what's going on in the world today. Just look at all the chaos and the carnage and the panic that's spreading across the globe, all because of a virus that we can't even see with our eyes. In this ayah that we've talked about today, Allah gives the example of a fly as one of his simplest creations. But the fact is that, you know, a virus is roughly a million times smaller than a fly. You know, you have to have really special types of microscopes to be able to visualize it. And yet, look at how Allah is controlling the whole earth with this tiny virus. Look at all the governments that are being shut down and all the borders that are being closed, left, right and center. All by the will of Allah. And this experience that we're going through, that we're living through, it's a once in a generation event, and it should be a lesson for us of how powerful Allah is, and the fact that he is above everything, and he is the one that we should be putting our trust in and relying upon. So I pray that Allah protects us all and our families, and gives us full reliance upon him, and grants us ease of our hearts and our minds during this time. Wa jazakum Allahu khair.